Sing if you know the words.
Is Jack Jones our classic artist of the week now?
Exciting and new. John McGivern is here, fresh from a cruise.
Which I don't understand at all.
Why?
Because I can't
say
see
that about
you.
Me?
I can't see you.
On a cruise?
On a ship.
Oh, Carol. Oh,
no, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Didn't you do the go on a gay cruise?
I did the RSVP cruise to Alaska.
With your mom, right?
Yeah, 7 days, 6 nights, or 6 nights. I don't know how it works, but I was on for a week on the gay cruise to Alaska in search for the ever elusive Eskahomo.
I got it.
This was much different.
Where did you go?
It was much different. This was a 5-day, 4-night cruise that took us from Tampa. Yes, we did board. Well, no. The reality was is that we were herded onto a ship in Tampa, and then we slowly made our way to Cozumel, Mexico. It took 2 days to get to Cozumel. They must have just kept going in circles.
And you're just on the water. You're not getting off anywhere. Exactly.
Okay. You're so right. What was I thinking?
I don't know. Dave's asked me a couple of times, do you think I'd like a cruise? And I've said, are you kidding?
Okay. I don't know if it was the line of cruise that we were on. I don't know if it. I felt like I was imprisoned in a tacky Las Vegas prison. I was like, oh my God. And people, you know, by 10 in the morning, people were like, let's have another beer.
Oh,
I'm like,
sure.
And, you know, I've talked on the air before about, you know, I've been in recovery now for, it'll be 19 years. And, like, drinking just isn't what I'm into. Smoking, drinking. People at noon, I was just like, I've got to get to the Serenity Deck.
But you know what? The good news is that I'm sure they all look great in their bathing suits.
Well, that was the other thing. That was the other thing. I'm like, oh. The best part was supposed to be, you know, dinner. You know, it's always such a huge sort of pageantry affair where these waiters carry out. Which turned out to be, it's like, I kept saying, the food is bad. The fish is cold. And this, I mean, it was just kind of bad.
Wow.
Most of it. And to look
Would
at
you
the
go
schedule,
on Ed's cruise line or something?
Really? Like, I'm not even going to tell you the
okay,
cruise
don't,
line.
Okay, don't. No, don't.
But it sure was supposed to be fun. Okay.
I found myself on our cruise, and I enjoyed it. I mean, we went to Alaska. The scenery's beautiful. And
beautiful.
You have to be prepared for just sitting around and watching the scenery kind of a thing. But it's you got to understand, you spend your entire day, like you said, waiting for dinner.
Yeah.
That's everything else is killing time till dinner.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, but they have a lot of activities. But can I tell you, I don't want to do a beanbag toss. Like, I just felt, I don't like groups. And huge groups where you have to kind of wait.
You're being forced to socialize.
You really are. And I don't want to.
Okay.
I just don't want to. And then you look at the schedule. And every day there was a Friends of Bill W. meeting, which is an AA meeting, just so you know.
Oh.
And right after in the ship's library, which was like, there's a library. Not so much. There's only 7 books in their paperback. And then right after the Friends of Bill W. meeting, there was a Friends of Dorothy meeting. Okay. Now if...
Okay, no, you had me stumped at Bill W. I really don't know what Dorothy is.
Well, no, neither did Pam and Marty. Were like, that must be for women alcoholics. And I'm like, no.
No, that's for, it wouldn't be for gay guys, wouldn't it?
Gay people.
Yeah.
It's for gay people. Friends of Dorothy is.
Wizard of Oz.
But everybody, you know, other people generally wouldn't know what that was. So, of course, people looking at the schedule would be like, does anyone know Dorothy? You know?
When they bring the meeting to order, did they say clang, clang, clang?
They're like, who has on the ruby slippers today? And of course, Steve's like, are you sure it's for gay people? I said, completely. He says, I think we're the only two gay people here. And I said, no, look at those two women over there.
So
those are lesbians, if there's a word, go. But we never went to the Friends of Dorothy meeting either.
With Steve not knowing that in the way that you've spoken of him, you know, is he still learning to be gay? Is this like converting to Judaism where you've got to do a lot of studying? Because he didn't know the Friends of Dorothy thing? Are there things that you have to, you know, he's got to get to a certain chapter? Like there might be a whole Barbara Streisand chapter.
He's not going to pass
that. We have to sit down and watch Funny Girl.
He's not going to pass that. He'll sit down and watch Funny Girl. But I think there are social things that Steve is still learning. But otherwise, he's gay.